Oh, thank you, Lulu, very much.
Thank you.
Hi, Merritt. How you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
You know what? I was hoping I woke up today and it was going to be Friday, but I woke up to the realization that it's Wednesday, so I'm sticking in there.
Well, you got a long weekend coming up, so you got that.
There you go. You know, I'm a W-2 employee, so, you know, I normally get excited for Fridays, but for the most part, I speak to owners all day long, and I come to realize that owners don't care whether it's Friday or Saturday because it's almost the same to them, you know.
Yeah, right.
Just another working day.
Hold on. Let me turn my radio down. I'm going to
go ahead.
My show up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I can hear you.
Okay, gotcha. Meredith, can you tell me just a little bit more about Two Guys, exactly what it is that you specialize in?
Well, I'm a weld shop. I have a 30 by 50 garage. I can do MIG, TIG, stick, fabrication. I built a barbecue smoker I'm leaning on right now. Had a couple of hits on that on Facebook Marketplace. Been a pipe fitter for the past 25 years, so I can fabricate stuff like that. I've done some modifications on trailers. I can build railings and stairs, stuff like that. And I have a CNC machine, and I can make signs and stuff like that.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. Okay. Perfect. Gotcha. Now, where in Virginia do you work out of? I mean, where's mostly your work coming out of?
Well, I've only had a couple of hits.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just now really am set to do whatever I want to do. Like, I did a job for a guy probably 5 months ago, modified his trailer for him, and he had to bring it to my shop because I didn't have a mobile machine. Now I have a mobile machine, so I can get out there and do mobile work.
Oh, but, gotcha. Okay. And what city are you out of?
I'm in Atkins, which is in Smith County, in between Marion and Withville.
Gotcha.
Pretty
gotcha.
Backwoods area. Actually, 81 runs right by my house, but I think the population in this town is like 1,048 or something like that.
Okay.
It's not very big.
Gotcha. Okay. Perfect. 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 Okay. And then Lulu tells me that you had a couple of guys ringing you up. Trying to, sell you their services. Is that right?
Yesterday, middle of the afternoon, one guy called me. His name was Alex. And then he was struggling with it. And then Joe got on the line. He said, "Oh, Alex is new," and da-da-da. And I was like, "Oh, okay, cool." And then he started giving me his pitch. And he told me it was $199 a month, and then I said, "I can't really do that right now." And then probably an hour later, another guy with the same company in Colorado or somewhere called me, and I was like, "Wait a minute." I said, "This $199 a month, right?" He goes, "Yeah." I said, "Yeah, I talked to your other guys." And he's like, "Oh, well, I didn't know." And then I thought you guys were them again today, but you're not.
We're not.
You got a better deal, so Lulu said.
Well, absolutely. Well, here's the thing, and I'm just going to be very straight with you, Merritt. I mean, you know, the last thing is one is to pester you with these calls or offers. I mean, I've learned throughout the years doing this that most business owners just want to get down to the point, and, you know, if it's something that you guys like and it seems, you know, something that is decent and affordable, then we move forward. If not, you know, thank you and no harm, no foul. So I'm not going to waste your time, Merritt. I'm going to just go straight to the point here. What sets us aside from like PageHub, HomeAdvisor, Angie's List, 411? I mean, I'm just giving you a few names of third parties that are out there. Our company name is Local Splash. We are a premier Google partner, so we work strictly under Google guidelines. Okay. What we offer is to place you guys on the first page of Google, right? So we will set you right alongside all things welded and blacksmithing, industrial welding, sexton welding, middle fork mobile welding, and Smith County Welding. Not sure if you ever heard of it, of these guys before.
Yeah, I've done business with Industrial because I've bought my material through them because they. I live in a rural area.
Okay.
And so the steel supplier won't come into my yard because they have a big truck and they have no way to unload it.
Okay.
So Industrial's about a mile and a half up the road. And I just fell into that. Somebody's like, oh, go see them. They might have some scrap for sale. And I went and talked to the lady who runs the office, and she made a huge order for me. I just went up in my trailer, and they cut it up for me and loaded my trailer and everything. So they do, like, vessels and stuff. They do stuff for, like, the mining places and gravel pits and stuff. They do these big, huge hoppers. I'm looking to do just, like, railings. I'm going to do, like, stuff for people, like a farmer who needs his fence fixed or, you know, somebody wants to make an implement for their tractor or something, I'll build that, or, you know, and then the other, Smith County Welding, they do, what do you call it, they make stuff like structural steel for buildings. They're not out doing mobile stuff either.
Okay.
They're like iron workers. They're not far from me either. But the first one you listed, the blacksmith, the guy in Marion, I was looking at his page earlier. Online.
Yeah, those guys that I mentioned to you, they're the ones that are coming up on the first page of Google, right?
Yeah.
I'm just going to, you know, again, be very straight with you, Merit. I mean, that's how they stay busy, right? Because anyone, you know, that's looking for any welding services, any of the services that they offer, they're coming as first options. So people, obviously, you know, all they do is that, you know, people look at the first page of Google, man. Nobody ever goes into the second, third, fourth page of Google, right? Whoever's on that first page, that's who's getting the work. And that's how that, you know, unfortunately, that's how it works, right? What we would do, Merritt, is that we would put you on that first page right alongside of these guys, you know, Industrial, Sexton, these guys, you would now be one of those options. And when I tell you that there's enough to go around, I mean that. I mean, when you're on Google, you're going to stay busy, right? I mean, because the pie is big enough, you just got to sit at that table, and that's what we do. We sit you at the table so you are able to capture those calls when the clients are calling and requesting the type of work, you know, any type of welding work that you guys do. In your case,
it's just me.
Right.
the name is two guys, but it's just me.
Okay, gotcha.
Well, they used to call us at the Navy, me and a buddy of mine. We were two guys. Back, I don't know how old you are, but there used to be a commercial called Three Guys Plumbing, and it was three dopey guys, and they were just always getting in a mess or something, and then we were doing some work one time, and we had a third guy with us. We were three guys, and then he screwed something up, so we got rid of him, and we became two guys, and that went on that was back in 1993. And then when I left the job in New Hampshire, I came down here. I was like, you know what? They can't touch the money I made in New England down here. And it hurt my feelings to get up and go to work for a guy for $20 an hour. And I did it for about 6 weeks and I quit. And next thing you know, I built the building, pad, boom, started buying equipment. And here I am, ready to roll. We took a long time.
Good for you. I mean, it sounds like
I've made a lot of stuff. I've built stuff, but it's just there's no money around here for what I'm building.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. Good for you, man. You know, I mean, you know, to come from where you came from and now where you're at. I mean, that's amazing, man. That's pretty admirable. You know, the other thing that we do. I mean, Merritt, do you have a website by any chance for the business?
I'm working on it. But mm-hmm. I was telling Lulu, I just got the package in the mail,
mm-hmm.
so I can get my state licenses, which is a big deal to the state, actually.
Okay.
I had my LLC for a year.
Okay.
But for me to go to somebody's house and say I wanted to put up a set of railings or something for a guy, I have to have a license, home improvement contractor's license, and I have to have a class ABC. I didn't know that until the other day. And I got looking at it, and I went to the Virginia website to be sure. It wasn't just the woman on Angie telling me, oh, you need a license to get more work. It's true. I mean, I can do repairs, and I can do stuff like that, but to go out, if I say wanted to go, say the church up the road wanted a new railing on their steps, I gotta have the licensing. So I just got my stuff for that, and then
okay.
Webpage is in the works. I just gotta
okay.
Stuff.
Let's see. You know, I just sent you a text message with the sample website. Part of the service that we offer, and we don't charge you anything additional, is that we would build a professional website for two guys at no additional charge. Absolutely. Yeah, we would build one for you. I mean, obviously, these will be our IT guys, so they'll do something very nice and professional. Are you taking pictures of your work by any chance, Mary?
Oh, yeah, I got tons of pictures of stuff I've done.
Okay.
I built a bunch of furniture. I built like a kitchen table and benches. I built some shelves, built a...
Okay.
Awesome. Like I say, it's all in Marion at a vendor's mall.
Mm-hmm.
Like everybody around here is pretty low budget, so I was hoping tourists could come through and buy it. But
no, that's awesome because we would need those pictures to put them on your to put them on the website and also to put them on Google. So the more pictures you have, the better. So we would build a website. I did send a text message to you. Like I said, it's simply a sample site. I'm not sure if you received it. Did you get that over to your phone?
I'm going to try to open it right now.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna put your
speaker. Yeah, go ahead. Mm-hmm. I actually sent a Handymaster one. I have so many links. I didn't find the welding one, but it's a sample one. I mean, I think you'll get the picture here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you see where it says Handymasters, obviously there it would say two guys. And then if you scroll down, you know, we would put the pictures of your work, what you do, and what you offer, what services you offer, right? Obviously, like I said, I this one is for handiwork. It's just a sample website. This one says kitchen and bathrooms, remodeling, handy services, home repairs. Obviously, this will list the categories that you do, right? Fences, you know, welding, whatever it is that you do, we will list it on the website. It will look very nice, very professional, because it'll be done by our IT department. And then you scroll down, we'll talk about the company, how long you have in business, how much experience you have, because that's what a lot of people look into. You know, how long has this guy been doing this, right? In your case, you've been in it for quite some time. And then
I've worked for like 40 years.
Hey, there you go. I mean, that's what people want to hear. It's a very, it's a no-brainer. When somebody's been doing something for that long, it's like, okay, I want to get this guy. You know, he knows what he's doing. Right? And you look at the bottom of the page, we'll put, you know, the hours of operations that you're working, information about what areas you're covering. And if you look at the bottom right portion of it and the top portion of it, there's a phone number and then there's a little phone icon. Mary, do you see that phone icon?
All right, let me look real quick.
Mm-hmm. It's like a little phone. It's like a little phone symbol.
Yes, there's a phone icon and a circle and an SMS above it.
So the phone icon, right? We will attach the 276-356-8386 number. So this way, the client does not have to be looking up your number. All they got to do is click on that little phone icon, and they'll be able to dial you directly. Right, we facilitate things. Yeah, it's an amazing feature. I mean, it generates quite a bit of work. So aside from putting you on the first page of Google Meredith, we would also create a website for you. And then we also put the business through social media on Facebook. Do you currently have a Facebook account, Meredith?
I have a personal Facebook account, and I tried to open a business Facebook account.
Okay, and what happened
and
when
they
you tried
denied
to do that?
It? They denied it for some reason. Said I didn't.
Okay.
Said I didn't meet community standards. And it was my work email.
I mean, what were you doing? And you were not putting anything inappropriate on there. I mean, why would they?
I was only even trying to build it. It never even opened once.
Don't even
Facebook jail. I was denied from the get go.
Okay, don't even worry about it. We would do that for you as well, and then we would actually run ads on that Facebook account for you. I'm not sure. Are you familiar how ads work, Meredith?
Well, I see a lot of my Facebook, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, just how you see those pop up when you're going through your feed, that's what will pop up for customers as well when they're going through their Facebook feed. They'll start seeing ads for two guys. It's an excellent way that Google calls retargeting. You know, anyone goes on Google and they're looking for welding, not only are they going to find two guys on the first page of Google, they're going to find your ads on their Facebook feed as well, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, I've noticed that. If you look at something on Instagram, but
Google.
What do you call it? No, you even do a Google search for an item.
Right.
To see if Amazon has it or see if Walmart
yep.
has it.
Yep.
And then the next time you go on Facebook, it's on there.
You're absolutely right. So that's how you guys would appear on Facebook as well. It's an amazing tool. I tell you amazing because it generates quite a bit of work for our clients. They love that fact that, you know, their business comes up as ads on Facebook where the customer can also just click on the phone number and dial you directly from the Facebook page. Aside from that, we also work with Yelp. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Yelp.
Yeah, I'm in with Yelp.
Okay.
Yelp
Oh, okay. Are you paying Yelp or are you using the free service?
I'm using the free one.
Okay.
I'm
well,
paying
we would
the Angie, but I'm paying the Angie one.
Uh-huh.
But it's only been like 4 days.
Okay.
And,
well,
they get paid by the lead anyway, so.
Right, yeah. We would put you on Yelp on the paid service, and it's already included in our package. Yelp is included, mm-hmm. and Apple is included as well, right?
Apple?
Apple, we include Apple in our service. Yes, we work with Apple, so anyone using Safari
or...
Oh,
so anybody with an iPhone.
Correct, exactly.
They're not doing a Google search, they're doing a Safari search, I think.
The Safari search, yeah. Most people with Apple phones, they go on their Safari, and they do a search that way. So if they do a search through Safari, they'll find two guys as well. So, I mean, to cut to the chase here, I mean, we don't work on that paper lead, right? Whether you get, you know, 30, 40, 50, whatever amount of leads that you get, Merritt, our flat rate stands, which is $249 a month. That includes the website. That includes the first page of Google. That includes the ads that we will run for you. It includes Apple. And it includes
uh-huh.
Yelp as well. Okay. It's not a contract. You know, under Google guidelines, we do not have any contracts. It's a month-to-month service. Okay.
Yeah.
If you wanted to cancel the service with us, you are free to do so at any time. But if I'm being very blunt and forward with you, I don't think it's something that you would cancel once you see what we'll generate from being with Google. Right? I mean... the bottom line is, Meredith, is that Google has become like the Goliath of, you know, people getting work and companies being recognized, right? I mean, they're like the gatekeepers. And, you know, it's a proven fact. I mean, you ask your guys, you know, Industrial and those guys, how they've been staying in business, it's because they're coming up as, you know, first results on Google. And like I said, we will now list you on there as well. And then if you're willing to drive, right? I mean, because we're not only going to list you in the Atkins area, right? I mean, you're willing to work, you know, outside because you live in a smaller community anyways, right? Now that you have mobility, we will list you, you know, 30, 40 miles outside of that area so you can reach a bigger audience, which is amazing too, right? So you're not limited to who you're reaching.
Well, I would go as far as Bristol even.
Oh, okay. What is that, about 45, 50 miles
out? Bristol's 55,
okay.
Depending on what side of the town I live right off exit 54, and Bristol is exit 7.
Okay.
So that's what? That's, 43 miles as the crow flies, I think.
Okay. So we would push your marketing.
47 miles.
We will push your marketing.
Yeah, 47 miles.
Yeah, we will push it about 50 miles out then, right? So, I mean, that's going to give you quite a bit of coverage, right? I mean,
I already have Smith County, Wythe County, Tazewell, and Washington County listed on Yelp and on Angie.
Okay,
and
okay.
The County is right on the edge. I think Bristol's in Washington County.
Yeah, perfect. But once you do Google, Meredith, I mean, you're going to see that, you know, Yelp, Angie's List, Home Advisor, you know, they're not going to come close to what the, you know, the revenue and the opportunities that they're going to come up from being on Google. I mean, like I said, that's the bread and butter right there. I mean, you know, I'm not putting down Yelp or even Apple. I mean, because they still bring in, you know, their fair share, but those are just icing on the cake, right? The extras, you know, once, you know, when you're on Google, and especially now that we'll build your website, it's just going to make you look super legitimate. I mean, not saying that you're not legitimate, Mariner. Please don't misinterpret me there. I mean, it's just, it brings the business up a notch, right? I mean, once you're on that first page and then you have your own website, I know some of the guys that you work with or they work with you before, when they see you on there, they're going to be like, what the hell's going on? Like, where did this guy come from? You know? So that's going to be quite a bit of a change. Now, you said you definitely do have pictures.
Oh, yeah, I got tons of pictures.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, tons.
Yeah, those are important. And then, Merida, your first name is Merit?
Two R's.
Perfect. Two R's, two T's. Okay. And then what's your last name, brother?
McCray, McCray. Little C, big C.
Okay. Last name, you said McCray.
McCray, yeah.
Okay. And do you have an email address, Meredith?
It's twoguysatkins@gmail.com. No spaces, no anything, just twoguysatkins@gmail.com.
Okay, at Gmail. Give me 1 second. twoguysatkins@gmail.com. Okay, perfect. Now the 276-356-8386, is that a good number to list on Google where customers?
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's my business phone.
Okay, perfect. Let me just make a note of that here. And then what address do you have the business registered to?
7085. Conover, Conover, Lane, Atkins, Virginia, 24311.
24311, okay, yep, there it is. Came up right away. And then what days and what time that you wanted to show on Google and on your website, Meredith, that you are open for business and able to take phone calls, most importantly?
Monday through Friday, 7 to 4.
Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Are you doing weekends?
Saturday, 8 to 2.
Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. No Sundays, I'm assuming?
I'll work on a Sunday if something comes up, but I'm not going to take calls on a Sunday.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? Yeah, I'm just leaving alone. I'll take Sundays off, even though I usually do stuff.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know, man. I don't see how some people could do it, man. Because I work with a lot of clients, and they tell me, hey, man, put Sundays on there, and then they're here. They are getting, you know, tons of calls on Sundays, and it's like, I don't know how you do it, man.
Well, there was a guy I knew one time that had his own business, and he goes, yeah, the good part is I'm my own boss and I'm in charge of everything. He goes, the bad part is I'm in charge of everything. So it's a double-edged thing, but
gotcha.
I got really tired of driving 80 miles one way to go to work a 10-hour day, and then drive 80 miles to get home. Get up at 4 in the morning, get home at 6:30 at night. Did it for years.
Oh my goodness, man, that's a lot. That's a lot of driving.
The traffic. Traffic down here is nothing. They show on the news, like the exit 7 for Bristol, they show the traffic at like rush hour time on the news, and it's like just regular car traffic. If that was in New Hampshire, the same type of exit, cars would be backed up for miles. Yeah,
I could imagine, yeah. What keywords, Meredith, did you want it to be found under? So you're doing welding. What else are you doing?
Fabrication.
Okay, hold on. Fabrication. Okay, what else?
Custom-built furniture. I have a bunch of old wood that's on for you. I've been incorporated in. I built like a steel frame.
Are you just building stuff, or do you have stuff for sale as well?
Oh, I have stuff for sale as well. This furniture. I built. I built a smoker. I have a machine that makes signs. I've made a bunch of signs and bottle openers and stuff. I've been using this, what do you call it? It's a vendor's mall in Marion.
Okay.
And it's like an indoor yard sale.
Gotcha.
I've put some of my bigger pieces in there just to try to get some foot traffic around it. And there's no bites because, like, anybody around here, they're cheap. They think anything they want to buy should be on the cheap, and anything they want to sell, they should get the most for. You know what I mean? Whereas if I took all the stuff I built and took it to New England, I could sell it in one weekend at a flea market.
But gotcha.
I didn't want to drive 900 miles, you know, and shipping this stuff would cost hundreds of dollars. So I'm trying to get rid of it locally.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. All right. And then tomorrow, Meredith, you will get a phone call from our IT department, right? These are the guys that are going to make your website, are going to put you on the first page of Google, are going to help get that Facebook going so we can run the ads on there. What time tomorrow would you have about 30 minutes to spare?
Well, middle of the day is fine.
Okay, hold on. Let me look at the calendar here real quick.
I have the phone in my pocket all the time, and as soon as it rings, I answer because it's my business phone, so it could actually be some way for me to make money, not spend money. You know what I'm saying? Seems like anybody that calls me wants my money, but, hey, it takes money to make money, right?
I apologize that I'm laughing. I mean, you just, you know, I don't think I'm laughing at you, Meredith. I'm just laughing with you.
Oh, no,
you,
no.
Okay.
Like I said, I was telling the lady the other day with Angie, I was like, yeah, I just want to make $4,000 or $5,000 a month just to keep the wolves off the doorstep. I don't need to, because I'll go 3-4 days and I didn't leave the property. You know, I think I've put 4,000 miles on my vehicle since I've been down here in a year and a half. And I used to change my oil every other month and a half when I was working. Seriously, it was like 60 miles on the low end, sometimes 80 to 90 miles one way to work. I was licensed in Massachusetts, licensed in Rhode Island, and none of the work was in Nashville, New Hampshire, which is where I used to live. So it was always a lot of time behind the windshield. And I didn't want to do that for anybody down here because they're only paying $20 an hour, $26 an hour at best.
Right.
And
right.
I used to make $54 an hour. The last year I worked up there, I made $193,000. I never see that down here. Even running my own business, I won't see that down here. You know,
What made you make that move then? I mean, if you're doing so good.
Well, my girl, she worked at UPS for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And she had an injury years ago.
Okay.
And she eventually had multiple surgeries. And she had to have this, it's a spinal cord stimulator because she had serious nerve damage and pain in her legs. So they put this wires in her back, and she has a little battery pack like Teddy Ruxpin in her back. And it shocks the nerves, so there's no pain in the legs. Well, UPS said, well, you're not coming in the building with that thing in you because if something happens to it,
we're liable.
Getting sued, you know. So they bought her out, and then they forced her retirement. And so now she gets her full retirement from UPS, and she's on Social Security. She's only 58. So she got early retirement, and they bought her out, and she got a check for $300,000. She bought this place we're in down here. It's an 8-acre farm. It had the house we live in and two other outbuildings, actually three. And a full-size barn and like a 6-acre field. And it came with the tractor, the thing to cut the hay, the balers, the rakes, the things, all that stuff, bush hogs. And I got a hay boom. I got plows. It came with 13 different things. And I'm a pipe fitter and a welder. And I just got on the tractor one day, hooked a piece of equipment up to it. We'll see how this thing works. Well, that wasn't so hard. go to the next thing. Let's see how this thing works. Oh, that wasn't hard. Went and bought some string, threw it in the baler, and the next thing you know, I baled 320 bales of hay. And I had a couple guys help me, and I sold it some to them and gave them some for helping me. And so now we're a mini farm.
Oh, so okay. Okay.
She has the farm, and I have the business. And we got some chickens and goats and turkeys and quail and got three dogs. And I don't have to get up at 4 in the morning no more and drive 80 miles for nobody.
You know, I mean, in Virginia.
Okay. How did you end up in Virginia?
Yeah.
My daughter lived in Georgia, and we always went through here, and the weather was nice, and it's different pace. So we just picked that. And then she was on Zillow every day. Look what I found. Look what I found. Look what I found. I was like, I got to give these guys a couple more years. I got to put some more money in my 401k. I got this going on, da-da-da. Like I say, I was making really good money. Had really good benefits, really good company. Did 20 years with the same company. That's unheard of anymore. And she got bought out and said, I was like, put in my 2-week notice. And they were like, what? And I was like, yeah, I'm done. Bullshit. And I was like, no, for real. I mean, I taught school for 15 years for the company. Taught welding, I taught pipe fitting glass. I was a foreman, ran jobs. I mean, I was nested in.
Man, you did quite a bit, brother. That's for sure. I mean,
my resume is stacked, and some people see it and think it's bullshit.
Well, I wouldn't think it's BS, man.
I've sent it to enough people down here, and they either think I'm not going to be willing to drive, or they think I'm full of crap.
No,
because
I've
tried with 20 companies here to get a job and got nothing. Indeed's a piece of crap.
No, I mean, Meredith, I have to ask you this question here. I have to secure the account. So anytime you call us or we call you, we're going to verify a security question. That's going to be, you get to choose one of these. Your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your pet's first name. City you were born in. Go ahead.
Covington, Connecticut.
How do you spell the city name?
Southington.
Southington. What is it?
Southington. Southington. It's by Hartford.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. Oh. I'm just going to put Southington. Is that okay? Or do you want me to put Connecticut?
Yeah, Southington's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
I was going to say, don't forget this, but of course you won't. But if you do want anyone to ever have access to your account where they can make changes, make sure you provide them with this.
Okay.
Okay. And then just make sure tomorrow you have the pictures ready so we can upload them and create the website. And then you have access to twoguyadkins@gmail.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect, because I'm going to send everything there. All right. And then as far as the payment for the $249, Meredith, how did you want to take care of that? We do take Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and Amex.
Okay, so what's up with this Labor Day special she told me about?
First month half off
or something? Or?
No, the regular pricing that we operate is $499. We cut that in half at $249, and anyone that jumps on that pricing, we grandfather that pricing in. So your pricing is going to stay at $249 as long as you're with us.
Okay.
Yeah, so as long as you stay with us and you don't, terminate the service, you're going to pay only $249. Mm-hmm.
Let me get my wallet out. Let me real quick check my bank on my phone.
Yeah, don't worry.
It's there. Well, I'm going to give you the number.
Okay. Is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or Amex?
It's a Visa.
Okay. Visa starts with number 4 whenever you're ready, brother.
It's 4491.
Okay.
6320.
Okay.
0910.
Okay.
6004.
Okay. Expiration, please.
February of 27.
Okay. And then the security code, which is the last three behind the card.
857.
857. Okay. Give me 1 second. The
card is Merritt McRae. Well, wait. Let me go to the thing online. Make sure I got $250 bucks in there. I got several accounts tied together. I don't want you to come back.
No
way. Didn't work.
No worries, man. Do your thing. I heard your dogs barking back there, man. I'm a dog guy. What type of dogs do you have?
I got a black lab, a silver lab, and then we have female mixed little tiny things. She's part.
My buddy that had a black lab, man. Those dogs are just they're beautiful to me, at least. I mean, I know some people don't find them very nice.
And then she's part Jack Russell and part, she's a little dog. She only weighs like 12 pounds. My daughter's dog.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know what? I think I got paid. Yeah, I did. Right. I got paid today.
Party time, brother. I'm on my way.
I got, what do you call it? Disability with VA. I broke my wrist and cut my toe off in the Navy, and I've been having arthritis. So
thanks,
I went. Everybody bitches about the VA. I have nothing but good things to say about them. I get my insurance through them.
Thanks for your service, man.
No, my pleasure. That and I get $525 a month. So
I don't have anything to say about it. It happened while you were in service.
Oh yeah, when I was in 1985, it was June 10th, about 10:30 at night. We were in the shipyard. I dropped something on my foot, cut my toe off. And then broke the tube beside it. Spent 4 months in rehab, like light duty, and then back on a ship in November. It was quick. Like if that injury that I had happened to somebody in a civilian job, they'd be out for 2 years. But
how long were you off for? Just 2 months, you said?
From July
mm-hmm.
to the end of to late October, early November. November 15th, I was back overseas on a ship.
Wait, it's July.
It happened July 10th.
July, August, September. Damn, you were just like, what, 2.5 months, 3 months?
Yeah. I was on a base, went to the, had a light duty job, and then the doctor was like, yeah, your foot's good. You put shoes on, all right, you're all set. Every time the weather changes, I can feel it in my foot. Every time it gets hot or cold, moist.
Is that your walking, Meredith?
No, not much.
Oh.
It happened when I was only 18 when it happened.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But then I broke my wrist. We were in Puerto Rico, and we were down at the beach, and we were drinking, and I fell off a lifeguard tower and broke my wrist.
What?
But I was active duty at the time, so.
Okay.
They did put in my record that I was drunk, so don't tell anybody.
We see. All right, I just got to read this to you, and then we will be, we'll wrap things up here. I just got to read our verification here. It's taking me about 1 minute. I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification. The reason is we do have you on a discounted pre-agreement. As an added form of protection, we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything that you do not understand, please do me a favor. Ask me to clarify it. I'll be more than happy to do that for you.
Okay.
Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance. It's going to outline the service that you'll receive with Local Splash, and of course, it works as an added form of protection for you. To ensure that the accuracy of the order is correct, can you please state the name of the business?
Two Guys LLC.
Thank you very much. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the company?
Merritt McRae. I'm the owner.
Thank you very much. Are you an authorized party to enter this agreement on behalf of Two Guys LLC?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Are you an authorized party on the billing account?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, we ask that you are involved in the growth of the campaign. As a result of increased visibility, if you do receive calls from company that is not us, this is why we provided that security question, which is going to be Southington. You will be the only one that knows that. Okay. Also, do you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when necessary?
Yes.
Okay. Those will come from an 877 number, 635-6225 customer service number. You already have that. It's the one. It's the one that I text you the website from.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll save it.
Yeah, save that number. Yeah, under Local Splash. So when we're calling, you know it's us. Okay. In hiring Local Splash, Meredith, we will be your certified marketing representative. We ask if you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts while you're with us.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Your initial payment today has been reduced and will be grandfathered. It will be processed today, August 28th, for the amount of $249. The next payment won't take place until September 28th, and we're going to honor that amount of $249, okay? Keep in mind that this is not a contract, so you do hold the right to discontinue this agreement at any time if you would like to do so.
Okay.
We simply ask that you call that 877 number, the one that you already have, and speak to a customer service agent prior to the 28th, okay, of every month.
Okay.
And then lastly, do you understand and agree to the terms and condition of being able to cancel and renew your service whenever you would like?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Bear with me one second here. Okay. You're going to start receiving emails, you know, one that's going to say, welcome to Local Splash. You're going to get one email, Meredith, and this is the important one. It's going to say, this is your invoice. Welcome to Local Splash, or it's going to say Local Splash invoice. It's going to show you the amount. It's going to come to your email, and then it's going to come to your phone. But if you, when you get a chance, you don't have to do it now. As long as you do it tomorrow before 11 a.m., which would, that's when you're going to talk to our operations guys.
Okay.
Once you open that up, there's going to be a small blue link when you open that one that says invoice. You want to click on that link, and then it's going to take you to where it says terms of experience. You're going to scroll all the way down, and you're going to find your phone number on there. Right under your number is going to be two blank boxes. Box number one, you have to click on. It says that you give us authorization to call you when we need to. And the second box says that you agree to our terms and conditions, which is that this is not a contract, and that you are on a flat rate of $249, and that you can cancel this whenever you like. Okay.
Okay.
You click both of those boxes, and then right underneath that, you're going to see your name, Meredith McGray, and then it's going to ask you to type in your name. So you're going to use your phone or your computer. You're going to type in your name just as it appears. You know, M-E-R-R-I-T-T space M-C capital C-R-A-Y. And then hit submit. Once you do that, that document is going to go right over to our IT department. So when they call you tomorrow, they have that squared away. If for whatever reason you don't get to complete that by today, or you were just, you know, having, I mean, it's quite simple, but if you're not able to do it, don't worry about it. Let the IT guys know tomorrow and they'll walk you through it step by step. Okay.
I'm doing it right now. I just got the email.
Oh, okay. Perfect. I'm glad that you're able to do that. I mean, believe me, sometimes I you know, some guys just have a hard time doing it. I'm also going to send you the invitation for the appointment tomorrow. Give me one second. Let me do that right now. Bear with me here one second. Tomorrow is Thursday. I'm looking forward to this weekend. I'm going to Mexico for the long weekend. So.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, man.
So Local Splash came up with a username password. Do I have that yet, or do I need to make it?
No, you're going to get it tomorrow. Did you already do what I told you to do? Because if you did, it normally asks you to go to that page. So hold on.
Well, it sent me right to it.
Okay. All right, guys, stop it.
Again, you did it already, Meredith. That's pretty awesome. So the password in that, you're going to get provided with that tomorrow. by the IT guys.
Okay.
Okay,
great.
But yeah, I see that you already did that. Give me about 2 minutes, and I'm going to, well, here, let me do it while you're on the phone. I'll send you the invitation. All you got to do is accept it, saying, hey, yes, I'm going to take the phone call at 11 a.m. tomorrow. So bear with me 1 second. You would think you have some big old dogs with those barks.
Well, the male, he's just over a year old. He probably goes about 80 pounds. The young female.
Oh, that's a big one. Okay.
Well, his father was like a 110. When we picked him up, I saw his father. His father was 110 pounds, maybe 120. He's slowed down growing. But the female lab that we have, she's right at 50 pounds, and she's only like 5 months. She's huge for a puppy. And then we had the other little dog, and she's just tiny. She's like part Jack Russell, part something else.
And you said you have, what else do you have? You have chickens?
It was her mother's dog. Her mother passed. It used to be my daughter's dog in Georgia. Stop barking, you clowns. But my daughter had it, and it didn't get along with her other dog. And so Ann took it, and then we ended up with it. So, but she's like part Jack Russell, part real little dogs. Like I said, she's only like 12 pounds. She's tiny.
Okay. Okay.
But these other dogs, they tower over her. And they're all just barking at each other. That and the horses are probably moving next door. I got a field beside me, about 10 acres full of 6 or 7 horses in it. And they just...
Stop it!
They're crazy.
Hey, listen, though.
No, they don't. The boy does. He's a good boy. The female lab, she didn't hear nothing.
Okay, let's see here. Did you get another email for the invitation?
Well, it says, welcome to Splash. We're passionate about putting your business on the first page. I've already spoken with a client, it has my username and my password.
Right. No, I just send you a new one. Can you check your email
again? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, for Mario Molina?
I'm surprised you got my last name correct. I don't get too many people that get it right. Yeah.
Two L's is a Y, right?
Yeah, there you go. Two L's is a Y. You're absolutely right. Yeah.
I was in the Navy. I've been all over the world, so I can kind of get a little bit of Spanish. I couldn't hold a conversation, but I'm good at reading a menu and stuff like that. So just hit yes, right?
Yeah, just hit yes. That's it. Just saying, hey, yes, I'm going to take the phone call tomorrow, and you're...
Yeah.
Let's see here.
334.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll be available. What's UTC? That's Central Time?
No, it's PST. It should be UTC. No, it should be PST, Pacific Standard Time.
It says UTC.
Okay. No, you are 3 p.m. now, right?
It's 2:51. Yeah, we're Eastern Standard.
Yeah. We're out of California, so we are PST. So we are 11:51 a.m. But no, don't worry. I have it correct here. I'm looking at it on my end. It's correct.
All right. So what time tomorrow?
11 a.m. your time.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's early for you guys.
Yeah, we get here to work, Meredith, at 7 a.m. because since we deal with the entire country, I mean, we're calling the East Coast early in the morning. I mean, at 7 a.m., it's already 10 for you guys out there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So,
she lived in Hawaii for 3 years.
Uh-huh.
And so they were always behind us by 6 hours or 5 hours.
5 hours, I believe
it is,
yeah.
They recently moved to England, and now they're 6 hours ahead.
Wow.
And in July, they moved to England.
That's
for 3 to 6 years. So, yeah, it cost me money to go see my grandkids.
Yeah, man, no kidding, man. What do you pay to go out there? I mean, sure, that's not around the corner.
We went to Hawaii a couple years ago from Boston to Honolulu nonstop, Hawaiian Air. It was $3,100 for 2 of us round trip. I think it was 3,100. But it was nonstop, great flight, great plane. They fed us. It was good. Plenty of room in the seats. It wasn't like going on a Delta plane where you're jammed in with everybody else.
And what, that's what I don't like. I mean, but if you had great seats, that's, I mean, that changes the entire game there.
We went to San Antonio one time for work, and they put us on, I think it was Southwest. Oh, no, it was American. Put us on an American flight. And three of us together, all pretty big guys, right? I'm 6 foot, pretty big. This other kid was almost 6 foot. And then the third guy was 5'10", real stocky like me. They jammed us in one row in this flight, and we could barely fit in there, the three of us. And I was just like, hey, let's take the armrests and put them up, dude. It's, we all know each other. We're not going to do nothing, you know? But the leg room was terrible. It was from Manchester, New Hampshire to San Antonio, Texas, with a stop in Charlotte, North Carolina. And my legs hurt me for 3 days. It was like I was hobbled from sitting in that stupid plane. And I was just like, the girl at the office, I said, hey, who got those seats for us? And she goes, oh, I did. And I was like, why didn't you get us in the emergency exit row? What do you mean? I said, you see the size of us? The seat room, it was terrible. Yeah, it was brutal. But
let me be the first one.
England before you know it.
Well, that's good. I mean, if she's out there, you got to go see her, man.
Yeah, I got three grandkids with her and one of my other daughter.
Wow.
It's all traveling.
Okay. Gotcha. Well,
I got to go to Maine to see the other kid.
Your kids are dispersed everywhere then, huh?
Yeah, well, one daughter stayed in Maine with her mother up there. And the other one, she's married a guy that works for the government, and he travels. He gets stationed all over with his job. They went to Augusta, Georgia for years, like 15 years. He was down there. She was down there for 10. And then it was like, oh, let's go to Hawaii. And I was like, yeah, great. And that was why we came to Virginia, because they were in Georgia. It's only 6 hours to where they used to live. It would have been great. Go see them once in a while, whenever I wanted to, whatever. Go for a long weekend. Not have to, you know, we used to always take like 10 days and drive.
Because
planes are terrible. But now I can't drive to England. Couldn't drive to Hawaii either, so back on a plane.
There you go. So, Meg, let me be the first one to welcome you to the local Splash family. We look forward, and two guys in our company, to be a long-term relationship. Please make sure that you get that phone call 11 a.m. tomorrow. You know, we'll get the ball rolling starting tomorrow.
Okay.
And again, thank you for giving us the opportunity. I know you had many options, and thanks for allowing us to, you know, show you what we're able to do. And I know as long as we're able to deliver, we're able to keep your business, and that's what the purpose is here, man. So we will, you know, reach out to you tomorrow, 11 a.m. Again, welcome to the family, and it was more than a pleasure speaking with you, sir. Have a safe trip when you do go out there and you go to England. I know that's one hell of a trip.
Thank you. Yeah.
You know? And we'll talk to you tomorrow, Meredith, 11 a.m. Just please make sure you put a little reminder, or just don't miss the phone call, because if you do,
all right,
then we would have to reschedule it, and that's the only thing that will delay things.
Okay. Now
okay.
I'll be ready.
Okay. Sounds good then, brother. It was a pleasure, and again, thank you very much, and welcome to the family. We'll give you a call tomorrow, 11 a.m.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Have a good one now.
Have a good
weekend. Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.